Blog Talk Radio.
There's a direct relationship between having the businesses and being in prison. Go find an see how many Asians you can find in American prisons. They ain't going to be in there. But 51% of your prison will be black because blacks don't have any businesses and industries. There's a direct link. Blacks won't practice group economics. Blacks won't practice group politics. If you don't practice, you're setting yourself up. I told that five-story building, you're setting yourself to get wiped out. Understand the nature of race, which is economics. If you build the first floor, it's economic. Build your businesses and your industries. Control business and industry, and put that pulls in your money, and hold that money, and practice group economics with it. Arab and Asian money bounces 12 to 13 times for at least. Jewish money bounces 18 times. Black folk got to learn how to practice group economics. Black Americans spend every penny they get outside their own community. Then you take the money and the wealth that you get from that first floor and go to the second floor. The second floor is politics. You then take that money on the first floor and you control your politics. Black folk must quit allowing people to tell them to go out and vote. Vote for what? Nobody's going to do anything for black folk in politics. Politics is controlled by money. Major corporations who got the money. That's what controls politics. If you have no money, you have no say-so, you have no benefits coming. So you take your money and you control and you take your money on the first floor, you buy every politician on the second floor. And any politician you can't buy, you rent or lease them to get what you need. Then once you get the second floor under control with the politician, with your money, then you go to the third floor. The third floor then is the police department and the court system. You take your money from the first floor and your politics on the second floor and you control the court system and the police department. Then the fourth floor then is media. You then take the money that you generate off the first floor from business and industries and you go after radio stations, TV stations, newspapers, and cable systems so that you can now inform and communicate with your own people. Right now, black folk own and control less than 35 thousandths of 1% of the media in the United States. Out of 12,000 radio stations, black folk own about 75 or 80. That's all. You own no cable systems. You don't have a daily newspaper. You have nothing of importance. You got about one black TV station. And you can't communicate with your people. You can't inform your people. You can't do anything. You can have Rush Limbaugh and all the rest of the guys talking about racism all day long and bad mouthing you. And O'Reilly, they can call black folk all kind of names all day long. What are you going to do? You can't respond. You can't even communicate with your own people because you don't have an economic base. 51% of all the prisons in the United States are black people. You know you only make up 12% of the population. That's no accident. It's because you don't control the economics and the politics. And they're going to go after the weakest people they can get their hands on to incarcerate. That's the black folk. And what are you going to do in response to them when they over-incarcerate you? You're going to go out and have a march or demonstration. We're going to march. March for what? Who cares? Marches, they never changed anything.
I got in a huge tax situation in 2008 because my divorce was in 2005 and my accountant had gotten in cahoots, and next thing you know, my accountant died and a girl that worked for him called my lawyer and said, "We have a problem." She had found on the floor all my tax forms for 7 years, signed and with the checks stapled to them. So I'm thinking, I done signed and I done stapled the checks. Well, they were cashing the checks, keeping the money, and not turning in the tax form. They took the money out of the account that matched the exact, because I wasn't watching it.
So like, you could just see $600,000
deducted. So I'm thinking it's the check. Little did I know, it was some people taking the money out.
For 7 years?
For 7 years.
How much money did that?
I ended up owing $22
million. Wow.
$22 million with the penalties. So now, wow. Listen to me, man. Me and my wife in 2008, I get the call. And the way I found out was, my lawyer called me and said, "Hey, man, we got a problem. You haven't paid taxes in 7 years." Man, what are you talking about? I paid taxes. I've been writing the checks and all this here. Oh, man. He said, "This woman found your taxes in your accountant's office on the floor." Every check I had written and every was stapled together for 7 years, quarterly taxes, all of it. So he said, man, that's tax evasion. You can go to prison. And I said, what are we going to do? So he said, hold on, man, let me get some lawyers. So he called up some tax accountants out of Chicago. These boys was the best. And they set me down and they said, man, we got a major problem. He said, I got a friend working at the IRS. Let me take the first year. We took the first year and we sent it in. And he said, man, well, this is an old tax return. He said, man, we got a problem. He got more, but he didn't know it. And so we need a tax payment plan. So the tax payment plan was so astronomical that it was no way I could pay this. So the deal was, if you miss one payment, we come and seize all your assets and you go into jail. That was the deal. So the way I found out I was in real bad trouble was my accountants, my former manager, lawyer, got on a conference call to discuss it. But they sent out an email with the conference call number to my assistant. But it wasn't supposed to go to me. She inadvertently gave it to me. I wasn't even supposed to be on the call. So when I logged in, they were already talking, and I just didn't announce myself. And I heard them say, nobody can live under this amount of stress. There's no way he can pay the back taxes, pay his current taxes, and his living expenses. And I heard a guy on the phone say, what are we going to do when he goes to jail? And I hung the phone up. I went upstairs. I said, Marjorie, Dawson, Marjorie, we got a problem. When I explained it to her, Marjorie started crying. She sat down and cried. My wife cried for two straight days. She said, Steve, what you going to do? I said, I'm going to go to work. I took every comedy gig in this country. I signed every contract. I went to work, man. I worked every single Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I went to every venue, the Verizon, Staples Center, MCI, Phillips. I sold out the Fox. I went everywhere. I stayed on the radio, man. I'm coming, sold out. I never missed a payment. And for 4 years in a row, I was sending $650,000 a month to the government, plus I had to pay my current taxes.
New taxes.
I couldn't get behind on nothing. And I was living. So I was credit cards, running them up, paying them off. And finally, man, in 2012, I sold 49% of my radio company to iHeart. I got a check, man. I got me a check. And then, so I paid the government completely off to zero. And that was the first time, man, I could breathe. And then the pay-per-view, I said, let me get out of stand-up, because my wife said, Steve, you finna be a major TV star. You're going to have to stop telling the jokes you're telling, because you're going to ruin your career. Because she saw the political correctness turning. And so she said, Steve, you can stop if you want to. I said, baby, I can't ever stop telling jokes. Is who I am. She said, well, okay, but you got to watch what you say. And all of my TV shows are sponsor driven, the radio is sponsorship driven. I said, man, let me get out of this because I need time to go do more TV. And so I did one last comedy show, but I did it on pay-per-view. And little did I know, for $8, you could watch my last show. I had no idea how many people was going to tune in for that. I made a lot of money. It was the biggest single paycheck I ever made. And next thing you know, I was back. Now, learn this from Joel Osteen. That's my man. He be texting me. That's my man. This God done put some people around me, show me some stuff. He was telling this story. He said, this man that went to heaven, he was walking with Peter down this aisleway, and it was going down this corridor, had a lot of doors on it, and said all these doors had names on it. And he said, Peter, let me ask you something. What's all these doors, these names on? He said, don't worry about it. Just go ahead. So he kept walking, And Master Ronnie saw one of them doors and had his name on it. He said, whoa. He said, hey, Peter, this here ain't got my name on it. Something I need to know. He said, man, don't worry about that. You here now. Just go on in there and talk to him. See what he's here. He said, nah, I want to know what's in the door. He said, you sure you want to see what's in the door? He said, yeah. So he opened up the door. It was a warehouse. It had nothing but shelves on it. And then the shelves had nothing but packages. And all the packages had his name on them. And he said, what is all these boxes? He said, that's all of the blessings, all of the things God wanted to ship to you. But number one, you didn't ask him for it. Then number two, you didn't believe you would have it. Then you doubted him. And then you felt like you wasn't worthy. And so now all these boxes is up here. Now the man standing there wishing he had never even been in the room. And I started thinking. I got some dudes that work for me. And I said, I want you to do this graph for me. And that's what I'm finna show you now. See, what you happen is, when God sends your package, he only sends it to one street. That's Faith Street. You got to stay in faith. You can't move off of Faith Street. You can't get on Doubted Drive. You can't be over there and start doubting it, because your package going to go right on by. You can't lose your faith and get on Not Meant to Be Way, because your package is going to keep going right on by. Because the package just go to Faith Street. You can get your little feelings hurt, I ain't worthy. Guess what? Your package going to keep going right on by. You have not because you ask not. Then you sit up here and start feeling sorry for yourself. You go on Pity Way, your package keep going right on by. If you stay right on Faith Street, don't ever come off, because the blessing is coming. If you wait on it, here it comes. It may not come when you want it, but it on time. But if you get up and you move off of Faith Street, your box gonna get sent back to sender. And now you're gonna have a warehouse with a bunch of boxes with your name on it that you didn't never get. And I don't know about you, but I want everything he got for me. If he got something for me, I need all of mine. Because I don't know about you, but God lay you out, man. God will give you stuff. Man, he done took me places. I ain't never thought I was going to go. I done seen parts of the world I never even thought I could go to. He done gave me stuff. He done put people in my life. God will do it for you, man. But you just got to stay, man. Use these principles of success. Understand, God is just that way. He'll lay you out. Because if he can lay me out, see, if he fix me and change me and get me over here trying to do better, I ain't perfect. I'm just trying to do better. I still say some stuff I ain't supposed to say. You understand? I ain't got it all together yet. I just got in the gate. I'm a new kind of Christian. But ain't no lock on my gate either. So if you see, once you check me, I'm probably going to check you back. But I'm getting better at that. I don't know how to love my enemies yet. I'm getting better at it, though. But it's a process. And the more times we can make people understand that it's a process, the more people can come in. And y'all people that have been good to me, that have been praying for me. I mean, man, my mama, if she could see me now, I just wish my mama could see me. Because she been praying for this hill all her life. Watch my son. Well, he done watched me, mama. And I'm cool now. And my philosophy is very simple. I was who I was, but I am who I am. And I'm cool with both them people. Because who I was wasn't that bad chap. I made some mistakes, but I've been changed a little bit. And it's still a process. And the more people that you invite into the process, the better this is. Because ain't nobody perfect no how. So I really appreciate y'all, man, hearing me and listening to me. I'm going to ask Kirk Franklin if he will come.
Many a young athlete entertains hoop dreams. Few, if any, have tried as hard to make them come true as the kid our Steve Hartman has gone to see.
Every week, he set himself up for disappointment. Every week. 13-year-old Jamarian Stiles came to this community center in Boca Raton, Florida, hoping to play basketball with the other kids. And every week, he was rejected.
They'll start picking teams, and I would be the only one left out. And then they'll just tell me, just go home and stuff. You can break someone's heart like that.
The problem was obvious to everyone but Jamarion. He lost his hands and most of his arms as an infant due to a rare bacterial infection. But he insisted that was no reason to give up his hoop dreams.
What about soccer? Have you heard of that sport?
Yeah, hear it every day.
Why don't you play soccer? That just seems like the obvious thing.
You would think that I would be good at soccer. I'm really not. I'm horrible.
Which is why, on the first day of class here at Eagles Landing Middle School, Jamarion took his case to basketball coach Darian Williams.
Yeah.
Said he wanted to be on the team this year.
I said, all great, well, just make sure you try out.
He said, okay, great, but what are you really thinking?
This man has no arms.
Yeah.
How is he going to play basketball? But, man, he told me, Mr. Williams, I've never been on a team before. Even if I don't play, I just want to be on the team. And how could I say no to that?
And that's how the Eagles got their first armless basketball player. Jamarion, number two there, quickly earned a reputation as the hardest worker on the squad.
He was usually the first one in the gym, usually the last one to leave.
Still, he sat on the bench most of the season.
Try one more.
Until last month. Coach put him in the game with about 6 minutes left. And when he eventually got the ball on the far side of the court, everyone yelled, shoot it! So he did. And sank. A three-pointer. And if you didn't quite see that, don't worry. Because shortly after, he got the ball again. This time on the near side. For another three-pointer. At the buzzer. Jamarion Styles, the kid no one would pick, was now everyone's hero. Needless to say, today, Jamarion can play all he wants at the community center. He just made the volleyball team and has every intention of playing football next year. Really, the only thing he won't play is the victim.
If I could wave a magic wand right now and give you your arms back, would you want them?
I don't need them.
You don't need them?
No.
Who needs hands when you've got this kind of touch?
All right, today we're on, yesterday we did just an introduction to how to buy land. Today we're going to, today we're telling it how to buy land, part one, why buy land. Some of the topics we'll be going over, why buy land, the power of 1 acre, the land chessboard, and where to buy land. All right, and if you have any questions you want to chime in, call-in number when we're live streaming right now is 619-768-2945. That's 619-768-2945. If you're online, call them to Skype or whatever way they – because I've never personally called into this podcast using Skype or whatever, so – but people do it. So you can still chime in on the conversation, just press one, or whatever way they tell you to do it, for the online access. So we're going to cover those four topics, plus whatever you want to chime in on this topic. But to start off, because we're going to be doing, we're going to listen to an audio that we played yesterday, Solar Cabin. And then we're gonna follow part of the advice that he gives on this on the audio. So let's play Solar Cabin again. Pay close attention to it because we're gonna take one of the strategies that he suggests on how to find land. Okay, that you can purchase. So. Be ready for that. So you're already online. So by your phone, laptop, desktop, or whatever. So anyway, Solar Cabin, play close attention because we're going to, when I come back on, which will be in a matter of a few short minutes, then we're going to actively find something to buy online.
Hi, folks. In this video,
I'd like to talk about how to have a home with no house payments and no monthly utility bills. You may think that's not possible, but I do it, and lots of other people do it as well. I'm going to show you how it can be done, how it can be done very inexpensively, and just kind of give you some ideas for things that you can do that society and the economic powers that be don't want you to know. So stay with me for a second, and let me walk you through this. First, you need some land. This is my piece of land, which is under an acre, about 3/4 of an acre. And that's really all you need to take care of most of the needs you have and for running a small homestead. Now, I was lucky enough to get this piece of property from family. It was willed to me when my father passed away. But I have also purchased small pieces of property like this for under $400. I have an acre down in Arizona near Sholo, Arizona that I purchased for under $400. I have 5 acres near El Paso, Texas that I purchased for under $700. So it's very easy to find a piece of land if you do some looking around. eBay is a good source for finding land. Tax sales are a good source for finding land. Family members may want to sell off a piece of land. Go around looking in rural areas, and maybe you'll find a farmer that wants to split off a small piece of land and would gladly sell you one. You don't have to spend a lot of money on land. Okay? This is land that doesn't have utilities run to it. It doesn't have a blacktop road that runs into it or driveway. It's rough land. That's what you start with usually if you want to buy a small piece of land that you're going to homestead on. After you have your piece of land, then you're going to have a house. You can have a big house like most people live in, and you can pay a lot of money for it and have a mortgage and be a slave to the system for another 30 years, or you can decide if you'd like to build a smaller house like mine. Paid for with cash. This is my solar cabin. The cabin cost me $2,000 to build. That does not include the doors and windows, which I salvaged off of a trailer that was being torn down. For the cabin, it cost me $2,000. It is 14 by 14. Downstairs is living area, dining area, bathroom, kitchen. Upstairs, I have a loft, bedroom, and an office. In my other videos, I take you on a complete walkthrough of this cabin, so watch those if you want to see how the cabin is as large as it is and functional on the inside. Up there on my roof, you see my solar panels. That's a 350-watt solar system that provides all of my electricity needs for lights, TVs, water pumps, all miscellaneous gadget, laptop, TV, run my vacuum, and everything else off of a 350-watt system. That 350-watt system cost me under $3,000. $2,000 for the cabin, $3,000 for the power system of solar electricity, and I use propane. I have a propane tank in the back of the cabin, and I have a propane furnace, fridge, stove, and on-demand water heater, and those cost me just about $200 for an entire year. And we have cold winters here, folks. Under $200 for an entire year for all of my propane. That is the only utility bill I have. I do not pay for electricity. I do not pay for water because I drilled my own water well. Before I drilled my own water well, though, I hauled water in. But drilling a water well on a piece of property is not that hard. You can either do it yourself or hire somebody to do it. So I have no monthly utility bills. I have a house that's completely paid for. And I have freedom. A freedom that you can't get when you're under the pressure of a mortgage and utility bills. I want you to take just a minute and think about what you could do with your life if you had no house payments and no utility bills. And I'm telling you, it is completely possible. I'm not going to go into any details of how to get out of the house that you're in. You're going to have to figure that out and talk to some professionals for some help that way. All I'm here to do is tell you it's completely possible. Now, some of you are looking at the cabin and saying, yeah, but I couldn't possibly live in anything that small. This cabin was designed specifically for additions to be built on any of three sides. As you can see, the cabin has no windows on any of the three sides. There is a window in the back door glass. The sides are 14 by 14. The cabin was built to have shed additions built on all three sides. This cabin is 400 square feet approximately inside with 200 square foot footprint. When you add on additions, you could add on an additional 400 square feet on either side and off the back, giving you anywhere from 800 to 1200 square feet. The great thing about building a small cabin to start out with, though, is it gives you a place to live when you build on your additions, and that way you can wait and live very cheaply without any house payments or utility bills, and then when you have the money, you can build on the additions to expand the cabin. That's very good for a single person or a young couple who don't have children, because you don't need a whole lot of space to start off with. This way you can save for it, build on as you want to, have the additions, have the extra room if that's what you want. Now, I live full-time in this cabin. I live by myself, but my girlfriend comes up here on the weekends, and we stay together, and let me tell you, it's perfectly comfortable. We don't feel cramped at all, and we'd much rather have a small place like this. It takes a lot less money to heat. It takes a lot less money to cool. It's a lot easier to clean. It's just a fantastic home. Now, I'm not trying to push you into building a home exactly like mine. I'm just trying to provide you with some ideas. If you wanted to come up with different ideas, a different plan, that's just fine by me. But if you are interested in learning how to build a home like mine, I do have an ebook available and a printed book available called Simple Solar Homesteading. Go to www.simplesolarhomesteading.com. You can learn how to build a cabin like mine, or at least get some great ideas for building your own home. Now, I want to repeat, I own my land. I have a house that I built for under $2,000. I have a solar electric system that I have for under $3,000. I use propane, which costs me under $200 a year. I have no house payments. I have no utility bills. If you want a life like this, it is very possible. You can stop listening to the media, and you can stop being put under society's pressures to live in the type of houses that everyone tells you you have to live in. You can live very inexpensively, and you can do this at any age, whether you're older or younger. If you're younger and you start in a place like this, imagine the amount of money that you would have to retire on, with no house payments, no utility bills, and freedom. Thank you for joining me, folks. Please watch the rest of my videos for more detailed information on each of the systems and a complete walkthrough of the cabin.
Okay, now, how to buy land, part one. Yesterday we did an intro. Today we're on part one. We're going to take one of the strategies that he suggested on finding something to buy, finding a piece of land to buy, particularly by the acre. And that will be eBay. Okay, I've personally have used eBay to buy land and to buy houses, okay, as well as sell houses. But today we're talking about buying land. All right, so what I want you to do on your phone or whatever device you have with an internet connection, I want you to go to eBay. All right, go to eBay, go to that website. Once again, if you have any questions, 619-768-2945 is the number to call. 619-768-2945. All right, here we go. All right, get to eBay. I'm on eBay. I'm using my phone as well as the laptop, but the laptop's got the eBay page. Okay, once you get to the eBay homepage, you're going to see in their search bar on their right, all categories. All categories. All right, and that drops down, and it's in alphabetical order. You want to scroll down to, okay, it slipped off the marker here. Scroll down to real estate. Okay, scroll down to real estate. And let's see. All right, I'm looking at what they have here. State and hit search. All right. All right, which will be to the right of the category, real estate. All right, and then it says shop by category. All right, if you have any problems following, 619-768-2945, press 1. I guess you do the same thing if you're online, press 1. And that'll open up your mic and if you have any questions. All right, so stop by category in the real estate section here. Now they have land, timeshares, residential, commercial, other real estate, and what else do they have? Manufactured homes. Okay, so, but we're not interested in manufactured homes. We're looking exclusively for, well, you know what, before we go to, well, land, while it's on my mind, click on residential. All right, now. It has on here residential real estate, stop by number of bedrooms. We're not interested in that. It has scrolled a little bit past that, down from that. All listings, auctions, and buy it now. So on eBay, there are two ways in which you can pick up property primarily when it comes to real estate. You can have an auction. You can attend an auction. Bid at auction and win at auction and get it that way. Or you can look at, you know, for, you know, whatever the buy it now price is. So, now when I started on eBay in this category, it was just auctions. That's all they had. So, and you know what? Let's go to that right now. Well, before we even go to click on auction or buy it now, click on right below that. There are 35 listings for residential real estate. So let's click on the state and states or provinces. And they have Arkansas, California, Minnesota, Florida, let's click on Pennsylvania. Okay. Click on Pennsylvania. Now, once again, if you out in the audience, you have any preferences, 619-768-2945, press 1. And we'll follow the way things you want to anyway. All right, so here's a listing in, Pennsylvania? For sale by owner. And this looks like an auction. And it's the current bid price is what, $39,999. Oh, I hit the wrong button. And there's like 110. Oh man, all right, hold on, I gotta start all over again. All right, residential. State that we're looking at is, all right, I'm going to keep it simple. I'm going to Arkansas. Okay. And we've got two items in Arkansas. A house for $29,950 and another one for $37,500. Okay. Local pickup. So if you win the bid, you got to go to these locations. And let me see. I believe, all right, yeah. Those are the buy it now prices. So they're not up for auction. And they have a picture. Let's look at the house for $29,000. The house for $29,000 is 742 square feet. They have a buy it now. It's a buy it now price. If you have any questions, you can contact the seller. But we're not buying any house today. So, all right, let's go to land. Let's go back to land. And there are 260. Properties available for land. Let's go to now. We got auction. We want buy it now. And let's see. Okay. All right, well, I'm looking from the lowest to the highest. There's a piece of, now this looks like an auction. Oh, no, no, this is, well, I think Byron. This is in Fairfield Bay, Arkansas. $100 down, $160 a month. That includes the HOA fee. There are 48 people watching that. Let's click on that. Now, this is land. And they have some pictures of it. Heavily wooded. They have an aerial view of it. Okay, land for sale in prime location of Fairfield Bay, Arkansas, $100 down, $160 a month, HOA, homeowners association fee included. They have you can click on buy it now. And then read the instructions on here. Pickup, local pickup only in Boynton Beach, Florida. Okay, money order cash on pickup. Seller does not accept returns. Read item description. And then they have that on here. All utilities, you know, HO fee is $48 a month. Tax is $48 a year, $48.43 a year. They got a legal description. Now, you can contact these sellers beforehand, which I recommend. And then you can click on the buy it now thing, or you can add it to a watch list if you want to develop one of those. All right, now let's. All right, let's go. All right. Let's take a look at. All right, we're still in land. Okay, let's go to all listings again. And. All right. Okay. You can play around with this. All right, I'm trying. Okay, land. Arkansas. All right, land for sale in Arkansas. This is waterfront land in Arkansas, which is in the Ozarks. In a resort, $999 down, $500 a month for 96 months. Okay. And then you scroll down there and get all the particulars, contact the seller for any questions. Now, this is something that one question I would ask would be, what's the zoning? Is it residential? I like agricultural zoning. I like agricultural zoning or places where there is no zoning. Now, of course, if you're in a really populated area, there's going to be some type of zoning. But there are places where there's no zoning. but like I said, I like agricultural zoning because you have a lot more freedom than you do with residential zoning, from my personal experience at least. Okay. Anyway, here on eBay, because that's one of the things that he here's another one. Now, this has got a house on it, though. Financing available, and you're bidding on the down payment. There are 20 bids so far. And this is an auction. But this might be something that you can rent out. All right. With land, we're talking about something that you can, you know, now, for instance, here's one. Arkansas vacant land. Now, I like rural land. This looks like it could be in a town. All right, well, let's see. So this is an Arkansas vacant land, $500. There's one bid so far. This is an auction. It ends in 3 days and 2 hours. It ends on Sunday night at 2:05 p.m. How many people? 8 people have viewed this house in the last 24 hours. You can place a bid on it. I'm going to tell you how eBay auctions go, particularly with land or housing or anything that, like that nature. People wait until they're watching, but they really don't put in their serious bid until the last 1 minute of the auction, and then there's a flurry of bids. And then you see who comes. I mean, so a price can go from like $1 or even $100 up to a few thousand dollars in a minute with a 7-day auction. But, you know, eBay is free to, you know, just study it. But this is where you can buy now. Like I said, this is an auction. They don't have a buy it now price. I've done both. Like, I'm in, like, for me right now, it's what can I buy right now? All right, here's one. Vacant land in Arizona. Now, if you're living in New York City, Los Angeles, California, or Seattle, Washington, you're not going to find, you have to go where the action is. It's just like if you want to if you want to hunt for whales, you're not going to find them in your local pond or stream or even lake. You got to go to the North Atlantic. You got to go where those whales are. So the best land by acre for value is typically in rural areas. And that brings us to one of the topics that I had on here today, the land chessboard. For those of you who play chess, or even if you don't play chess, the first thing that you need to become familiar with is the chess board. And I'm putting this analogy out there because we're going to apply it to Mayan land. There's 64 squares on that chessboard. And you have 16 pieces per side. We apply the same principle of chess, which is the landscape of chess, to the landscape of the United States. Eighty-six percent of the population of the United States resides on only 3% of the total landscape of the United States. Once again, 80% of the population of the United States, which is over 300 million people, reside on only 3% of the available land mass. 97% of the United States is rural country, remote. About 22% is wilderness. Man had, as of 2024, man hasn't even set foot in some parts of the wilderness areas of the United States. And this country is over 200 years old. It's massive out there. But 86% only occupy 3%. Now, as far as chess goes, out of those 64 squares, that's about a square and a half. That's where 86% of your population in the United States, they reside in that. And that's where you got all the rules, the regulations, the law enforcement, all that is cramming because you got so many people in such a small space. Where the action is, in the 97%, where there's dramatically less people and prices drop. The reason why pricing is so out of control in some of your larger cities, because once again, you got 86% of the population living, for instance, from Washington, D.C. up to Boston, and that megapolis region of the United States, you've got over 56 million people. That's a good sizable chunk of the United States that live between Washington, D.C. and Boston, Massachusetts. It's a lot of people. I wouldn't suggest go looking for land up in that neck of the woods. But there's something close by, but we'll go through that another time. All right, so okay, where were we? We were in Arkansas. They got one bid, $500. They don't have a buy it now price, though. All right, so let me see. They got pictures on here. And by Monday, we're going to have our own ads. All right, here we go. Arizona, that's where we were. So Arizona. $99 a month. Oh, excuse me, $99 down and $99 a month. You got pictures here. Now and then they got an aerial view of these lots. Now, how much land do you get with this? I would contact the seller. and see if you can run things to a title company just for peace of mind. Just for peace of mind. If you're going to buy this virtually, I'll go see it. Now, in places like this, man, you can write your own ticket. But I can I've had success. But look, I bought 10 acres right here on eBay. It was 10 acres for $1,800. But when you include, you know, recording fees and the taxes and all that, I paid $2,000 out of pocket for 10 acres. I still have it 8 years later. I got it right here on eBay after listening to the audio that I played for you guys earlier and yesterday as well. So what I would recommend, now this is, eBay is just one channel. I mean, one methodology. Because you can make a living right here on eBay. Just pick a category, land. We're not even going to, we'll get into the land part next, I mean, the housing part next week or something like that. But, no, we might touch on it tomorrow. But right here on land, because tomorrow we're going to part two on how you can make money with it. But if you're living in the top, look, in the United States, you got like 109,000 communities, towns that have a population of one all the way up to New York City with millions of people. Where the action is in the small places. I have a saying, billionaires are made in small places. Go to places where, like, I mean, matter of fact, let's read over. This is in Arizona. Please message me with the parcel you want. Man, let's make this a homework assignment for tomorrow. Okay, down payment $99, 24 monthly payments at $99. Total sales price $2,475. Mobile homes are allowed. Off-grid buildings are allowed. Tiny homes are allowed. This is in Cochise County, and it is 0.5 acres. It's a 0.5 acre lot. Okay. I believe I know somebody who lives in Cochise County. I'm going to call them after this podcast. Because if they do live in Cochise County, we're going to snap up something, some land in Cochise County. Let's see. What kind of time we got here? It's 11:35. I'm on East Coast time. Do we have any questions? 619-768-2945. Because like I said, what I believe, I know somebody that lives in Arizona. And I think they live in Cochise County. If they do, now you can go in with us. But if you have any questions, if you want to get on our list, because tomorrow we're going to go into, we have packages, matter of fact, we're going to offer packages tomorrow, how you can benefit from what we're talking about. You can call me or text me, and the name of our channel here on Blog Talk is Build Solar Homes. That's the name of this podcast. Build Solar Homes. We're knocking at the door of 2,600 podcasts. Actually, I think we got like maybe one more to go. But we've done over 2,000 of them in 10 and a half years. Excuse me. So call or text me at 425-292-2945. 8768 425-292-8768. Have we got any questions? Because we're about to go off the air. Because I'll make this caller see if my boots on the ground contact. If they live in Cochise County, we're buying in Cochise County. And then we'll give you the updates tomorrow. All right. So you got my number. Call or text if you're interested in being on our list. And because you need to buy the land first in the right place. And all we're doing is we're just following what Lamar Alexander mentioned on that little 7-minute video. All right. So on that note, nobody's raised their hand. Nobody has any questions. So on that note, we're going to conclude for today. We'll be back tomorrow to How to Buy Land Part 2. We're going to update on what's happening in Cochise County, Arizona. Because like I said, if I got a boots on the ground contact person that I think they live there, that's what I'm calling. Bro, we're going to be all on top of this right on eBay. You can buy it virtually. Okay. All right. On that note, everyone have a good rest of the day.